What's new in business news, October 28th, 2013? New worldwide stock exchange forces change at SET, TV ratings changes, and high-speed trains may be run by Airport Rail Link Company. Stock market. New worldwide stock exchange forces change at SET. The entry into Thailand of the Alternative Trading System, or ATS, of the company Liquidnet in April has prompted the Stock Exchange of Thailand, or SET, SET, to make rapid changes to its trading system and improve competitiveness to protect its market share. Liquidnet was founded in 2001 as a wholesale electronic marketplace, where institutional investors could trade huge lots of equities. Liquidnet links with nearly 1,000 asset managers and management firms worldwide whose assets, trading, and investment are together worth US$12 trillion. Liquidnet's ATS has advantages over major bourses worldwide as investors are not required to disclose their transactions to regulators, can avoid the cost of multiple currency trading, and need not pay local brokerage fees. Liquidnet currently operates in 42 markets, including many ASEAN countries. About half the stocks on the London Stock Exchange, or LSE, have been trading on ATS. To maintain its market share, SET intends to speed trading up and offer a fast multiple currency trading system and is considering easing some regulations. Broadcasting. Changes to TV rating system. Before digital TV starts next year, the Media Agency Association of Thailand, or MAAT, is discussing changes to the TV rating system that measures TV viewership. The National Broadcasting and Telecommunications Commission, or NBTC, the government agency that regulates broadcasting and telecommunications in Thailand, wants the ad industry to govern itself and is drafting terms of reference for TV ratings firms' licenses. The U.S.-based Nielsen has held a license since 2001. When doing TV ratings in Thailand, the sample size represents a very low percentage of the total population, 0.02%, three times lower than the global standard of 0.06%. Nielsen Thailand conducts TV ratings with a sample size of just 1,550 households, to be increased to 1,800 next year. The small number of data buyers is an obstacle to raising the sample size. Nielsen does not have the budget for it. Only a few media agencies and free TV operators buy ratings information, such as channels 5, 7, and 9. But Channel 3 declines, saying the ratings are inaccurate. Channel 11 and Thai PBS are public purpose channels and do not buy the ratings data. If the Media Agency Association of Thailand, MAAT, opens a new bid for TV ratings companies under new criteria, three players will join for sure: Nielsen Thailand, Video Research, and T-Cube. TNS, a globally recognized TV ratings company, is not interested due to the large investment required for ratings devices. GMM Grammy, True Visions, and PSI have touted their own rating systems. Others have suggested Australia's ratings model, which uses one ratings firm jointly owned by the country's TV channels, named Oztam. Transport. Airport Rail Link might run high-speed train system. RT Electrified Train Company, the operator of Bangkok's Airport Rail Link, or ARL, is ready to manage Thailand's high-speed trains if the project goes forward. The motors, power supply, and track size of the Airport Rail Link are similar to those of high-speed trains, with only the control system needing to be changed. The company has 600 engineers trained in China who can learn to operate high-speed trains. Running at a top speed of 160 kilometers per hour, Thailand's airport rail link trains are considered semi-high speed, while high-speed trains can travel faster than 200 kilometers per hour. At present, 1.45 million commuters use the airport rail link each month, up 15% from last year. The system has 55,000 commuters daily. The China Railway Corporation is studying routes from Bangkok to Chiang Mai and Nong Cai, but the final decision lies with the Thai government. China has expertise in track installation in various climates and geographies. The Chinese high-speed rail network covers 9,700 kilometers on 29 routes and is expected to reach 50,000 kilometers by 2020. A train collision in eastern China in 2011 killed 40 people and raised concerns about the safety standards of Chinese trains.